result, we have 12 lionfish traps deployed off of Destin. And this is all part of a grant with Florida Fish and Wildlife. And the idea is to try and target lionfish removals deeper than what divers can go. Because right now, divers are really the only people or the only way to remove a lot of lionfish. Uh-huh. Every once in a while, someone catches them on hook and line, or every once in a while, they'll catch them in shrimp trawls and whatnot. But divers are really the only way. And because divers can really only go recreationally to about 130 feet or technical diving to about 200 feet, and lionfish are found all the way out to 1,000 feet of water, that leaves 800 feet of water that we can't access. So traps are really the only way to go about removing or capturing lionfish from these deeper depths. Unfortunately, in the Gulf of Mexico, fish traps have been banned for many years. So we've been having to go through a lot of regulatory, approvals to be able to test these. Fortunately, I think Steve probably, highlighted the good aspects of these traps, that being that fish can come and go as they please. There's very little bycatch, and if for some reason the trap were to be lost, it would not continue to fish and kill fish, native fish. But the idea of deploying these traps off Destin and testing them is we're trying to see which design works best, how close we need to deploy these traps to, let's say, an artificial reef that has a lot of lionfish in order to capture a lot of lionfish. Because if you have to get it within 5 feet of an artificial reef, that's going to make it pretty difficult. But preliminary results show that, you know, if you get it relatively close, within 100 feet, you're going to be catching a good amount of lionfish from, you know, the reef that you're deploying it next to. We've only looked at artificial reefs to this point, but the next phase of tests will be on some of the natural reefs that's a lot more spread out to see if these traps are effective at attracting fish, lionfish, to the trap.
Is the goal to get rid of all the lionfish? Is that a feasible goal, or is that what you guys want?
While that would be amazing, it's just not feasible. There's so many reefs, so much habitat, so many places that these lionfish are being found. It just wouldn't be possible for us to get every single lionfish out of the water. And even if we could get 99.9999% of lionfish out of the water, all it takes is a few to start this all over again. It only started with a few, but... Yeah.
So how do you think lionfish got here if they're so invasive?
There's a number of theories. I mean, they're native to the Indo-Pacific, so Indian Ocean and Red Sea, Indo-Pacific being like Indonesia, Indian Ocean, Red Sea. There's two species. In the Gulf of Mexico, there's only been one species detected. So you have the red lionfish, and then you have the devil firefish. The devil firefish is a very small percentage of the population. The majority of the fish that you find throughout their invaded range are the red lionfish.
Devil firefish is really scary.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. It's kind of an unfortunate name, or, I don't know, maybe draws people's attention to it.
Yeah.
The idea of how they got here is they're very pretty fish, so they're very attractive in an aquarium. So they've been very popular in the aquarium trade for many, many years. And the theory is that either someone got sick of them in their aquarium, or they just didn't want them anymore and potentially dumped their aquarium into the water, where they ended up taking over and spreading like wildfire.
So once you do catch these fish, what do you do with them? Just kill them or sell them to like Whole Foods or what?
Well, Whole Foods is definitely a buyer. There's a very high commercial demand for lionfish. Restaurants love them. And really, there's no shortage of lionfish out there. The shortage is the number of lionfish being removed from the waters. Because like I said, divers are the only resort. And if you go out and let's say I get 300 or 400 pounds, I mean, while that sounds like a lot of lionfish, in the whole scheme of things, that's really not that much. That 400 pounds goes very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And Whole Foods right now is probably the number one buyer of lionfish in the region. They're very consistent, and they've really latched onto lionfish as a food fish. They're extremely, extremely tasty, very good to eat, very healthy, no risk to eating them. Not like a puffer fish. I didn't say this earlier. They have no native predators. So there's nothing eating them. They have nothing to fear. So they just sit there. And let's say there's a pile of 50 of them sitting right in front of you. It's literally like picking up trash.
Really?
Imagine a bunch of pieces of paper on the ground and you're picking them up with a stick. there are the pieces of paper.
Wow, that's weird to think about. When you think about fish, you think about like even going near them and they just bolt.
Exactly. Yeah. But those other fish have predators.
Yeah.
There's things that actually eat them. So if you're, you know, the biggest, baddest fish on the reef and nothing's ever messed with you, there's no reason for them to swim away.
Yeah.